It's time to wake. Go slowly. Yes, there you are. Rise and shine. Good evening, your evilness. Forgive me for waking you, but I've come with my report. Yes, it is as you predicted. She rampages through the fortress, breaking down doors, unaware of the brilliant trap you have laid for her. I predict she will reach your grand foyer within the hour. Very good. Do you want me to help you with your eyeliner and cape, like last time? Understood. I took the liberty of drawing your sigil on the floor of the grand foyer, where the lighting is best. If you stand in the middle of it, you will look very intimidating and glamorous. Naturally, your evilness. It is a wide, open room, and we took out all the furniture this morning. What? I don't smell like pine needles. I'm not sure why you would say that. Please focus on the matter at hand. We have a heroine rampaging through your fortress. I have nothing else to report. Please remember to stand on the sigil I drew on the ground for you. She will be here soon. Be safe.
Ha! Yeah. Did you really think? Oh, that echo is a little loud. Hang on, I'm going to come closer. There, that's better. I've waited too long to trade words with you to just shout them across an empty, ugly room. Where's all your furniture? Oh, it's not a room, it's a foyer. Huh. As I was saying, your reign of terror is over. If you want to surrender, I'll be merciful. You're no match for me. I've thwarted your every plan, you fiend. Is that all you got? I've been called worse things by better villains. Ooh. So people like me are the reason the gods don't talk to us? Wow. Isn't it dangerous to use your whole vocabulary in one sentence like that? This is your last chance. Today is the day your life changes forever. We've been at this for too long, chasing each other across the empire, fighting for our ideals. Wow, that's a pretty good evil laugh. You sound confident. Did you plan it so the light catches your teeth when you throw your head back? Stunning. But you forget yourself. I'm the one with a sword pointed at you. I've walked right into your trap. Oh, do tell, evil one. I can't wait to see that smirk get wiped off your face. I don't think that lever under your foot is activating anything. You think it's stuck? No, I think you were betrayed. We need to get face to face like this more often. I enjoy seeing all your expressions up close. The slow realization sinking into the whites of your eyes. Delicious. I'm eating it up. Your eyeliner looks great, by the way. maybe you should try and take a swing at me. You're never gonna have another chance to. Ooh. Shh. Don't hurt your hand. Surprise! That sigil you're standing on is really a magical barrier. You're trapped inside. Oh yeah, some girl in the backwoods of the Empire figured out how to trap humans like demons. And now word is getting out. That henchman of yours who sounds like she doesn't have a single emotion in her body. She turned traitor on you. I'm sorry. Oh, you're not gonna believe this, but it's so juicy. She fell hard for the ranger in my party. They're going to have a spring wedding. Mm-hmm. In the pine forest behind your fortress. Well, maybe you shouldn't have left her behind to fight us last time. You know, so you could buy time for your escape. That doesn't really inspire loyalty. Aww, did that point sting? You look great, though. Like a butterfly under glass. No, nothing to say about that. I guess that means it's my turn to gloat. I think I'll walk around you in slow circles like a predator. Then, oh, what would you do if the situation was reversed? Oh, yeah. You'd whisper taunts in my ears as you gloated, teasing me about how helpless I look. You like that? Honestly, I'm sad it's all over now. Chasing you has consumed me. Every night when I close my eyes, I see you. I was always trying to get into your head so I could anticipate what you would do next. I treasure that scar you gave me on my arm from our first fight. Whenever I see it, I think of you. Now you're starting to figure it out. Your henchman sold you out, but she made me promise I wouldn't kill you. I told her it was no problem. Because I don't want to kill you. I've always wanted you. I've never wanted you dead. Can you blame me? You're tall, ambitious, thoughtful, a real planner who pays attention to the details. Everyone is tall compared to me. See, this is what I mean. The witty banter between us, the back and forth, it keeps the relationship fresh. But you killed people? Darling, I've killed more people than you. You just put a few members of the nobility in elaborate traps, and we were able to save them by solving the puzzles you left behind. I don't think your heart was really in it. You looked cute when you thought you were winning, though. Sometimes I'd daydream that you'd win and you'd take me hostage. Yeah, I'm the evil one. I don't give a damn about the people I've saved. I just wanted to keep chasing you. Maybe if I got in your hair all the time, you'd become as obsessed with me as I am with you. Aw, you're blushing, aren't you? Is that why you're always wearing a dark hood to cover your face? Can't let anyone see those emotions, right? Yeah, wearing black and having people call you your evilness, it doesn't make you evil. Real evil doesn't scream. It doesn't need to name itself. It looks like a hero or your friend. Evil whispers. You're beautiful. And you're too soft for this life. It's okay, though. I treasure the soft parts of you. Come here. If you hold my hand, you can leave the barrier. There we go. Now, I'm going to keep you with me. At first, you'll be in chains. Then we'll start working on your image. I'll show the world how you've changed. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? I've been planning for weeks. Mwah. There you go. Just one to start. Now, time to start our new life together. Hold out your wrists. The chains won't hurt a bit.